We bring on Tommy Bain, the chairman of the Stadium Events Organizing Committee, or the SEOC, down in North Texas. Tommy, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
And let's see, you were the chairman of the AT&T Cotton Bowl Classic, and the Classic is still there, but it's kind of new now in 2015 with this college football championship game, the first one, the first time that the championship will be held in North Texas in 37 years.
That's right, and we're pretty excited about that. And there were two important things to us. First was to get the Cotton Bowl back into that top tier of bowls, which we have now been fortunate to accomplish by being one of the six bowls that the semifinals will rotate through. And then secondly was venturing the Cotton Bowl and the Cowboys organizations together to create our stadium events group to go after the first national championship game, which we were lucky enough to land. And we're really looking forward to hosting that.
And Tommy, now what does that do with the tie-ins as far as SEC? Because that was an SEC game. Was it SEC and Big 12? What do they do now as far as bowls like that?
You're absolutely right. For the last decade, we have had the SEC versus the Big 12 in the Cotton Bowl. Now that we become one of those six, we become a host bowl. So we will be assigned two teams every year by the commissioners. Not only will they pick, 1, 2, 3, 4 for the playoffs, but they'll assign the other host bowl games also. So we'll get teams ranked from anywhere 5 through 12, because essentially the top 12 teams will play in these six bowls. The one exception being, the five other conferences, their highest ranked champion will get an automatic into this.
Tommy, let me ask you about, obviously, attendance for this first college football championship game. I'm sure it's going to be you're going to try and get as many people inside Cowboys Stadium as possible. We saw what happened with the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Will this be an event where extra bleachers will be brought in for a game like this to try and get over 100,000 people inside to watch this championship game?
That will be – the final decision will be made by the college playoff group and their committee and the commissioners. We did our bid proposal based on 90,000, which means no additional seating added to the stadium at all. But they'll make the final call if they want to go ahead and put some bleachers. We know exactly the problems that the NFL ran into at the Super Bowl, and even if they do decide to add bleachers, those won't be repeated.
And now, Tommy, we talked a little bit also about the committee to pick the final four teams. Who is on that committee? Are y'all a part of that also, or have they even got to the bottom of that? And what do you think when they're going forward, who will be those people that are on that committee?
That's really the only thing left undecided. They've picked the site for the national championship. They've picked the six bowls. They've got the rotation set. The only thing they haven't done is put the group of commissioners and ADs and selection committee together. They say that they're going to put that plan together this summer, and they'll go to work on that. But I would anticipate it would be athletic directors, commissioners, some members of the media, just a combination of people that are really vibrantly interested in college sports that will be able to watch it every week and then, have some huge matrix that they're going to have to go through, including strength of schedule, to come up with those top four teams.
Tommy, obviously you all with the AT&T Cotton Bowl Classic have a large tie-in to the SEC and the success that the SEC has had in the past championship games, well, the BCS championship games. If they somehow get there again this year, and then now here comes the playoff where you could have multiple teams from a conference vying for that championship, the SEC might not lose their hold on the national title for quite some time.
Well, I certainly don't know the answer to that, but I know their position very strongly. I know one of the driving forces behind this change was to not limit the number of teams in the conferences that could get into the postseason college playoff at the highest level. It's been, as you all know, in the BCS, two teams per conference with a maximum. And, of course, now they've thrown that out. And so as many teams from any conference that can get in that top 12 or that top four, that's who will be in these bowl games. And so that's exciting, and I'm sure that the SEC is excited about it also.
Obviously, you have this year for the AT&T Cotton Bowl Classic. Well, I say this year, but this football season, 2013, the 2014 Classic, then you kind of shift to getting ready for this championship football game. Talk about the mood there in the Metroplex, North Texas. Can you sense the excitement already with the fact that it has been named that you all will be hosting the first ever college football playoff game?
Yeah, it was tremendous news for, you know, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington. And I have to say that we worked closely with the cities, and they were tremendously supportive of us in our bid and in our proposals. So it's been a great team, and everyone knows the economic benefits that this will bring to the area. We were very aggressive, and we're fortunate to be in that kind of a climate. So everyone's pulling the wagon the same direction, and there was tremendous excitement. I mean, the newspaper coverage and the radios and television, you know, they know what's headed here, and we think this will probably be, besides the Super Bowl, the most watched athletic event, in our country.
I agree with you there. I think you could be right. And with the SEC adding two more teams, and then it seems like this being a part of the not the actual, but the Final Four in the playoffs. Where do you see the SEC maybe going to get other bowl tie-ins with the Cotton Bowl being part of this playoff system?
Well, you know, that's going to be very interesting because the SEC is going to be so desirable for so many bowls because they're, you know, just the great fan base and the way they travel. You know, bowls will be delighted to have SEC teams. And they have now lost us because we've moved up. They've lost the Chick-fil-A Peach also because it's moved up into this system. So you can see the SEC, I'm sure, is negotiating very hard with multiple bowl games and multiple sites to make sure that their conference is taken care of and that they're going to some of the premier bowls. And I guarantee you the bowls are working hard to get the SEC teams to come to their stadiums.
Tommy, you all have been so nice when we have been at the Cotton Bowl Classic, the AT&T Cotton Bowl Classic, the Southwest Classic for the Arkansas A&M games, which returns to Cowboys Stadium in 2014. But I want to talk about some of the college games that are there this year. Notre Dame and Arizona State playing in Arlington on October the 5th this year.
You know, it's one of the things that when we moved out to the stadium, when we made the decision to move the Cotton Bowl Classic out and we partnered with the Cowboys, we are helping them in hosting college games. And teams from all over the country, you know, want to come here and play, just as Arkansas has come and played Texas A&M. Also, you know, you've had LSU, you've had Oregon, Alabama, Michigan, and now Notre Dame and Arizona State coming. So it's really been a magnet, and that's been wonderful for the Cotton Bowl because we are able to help them and help run that game for them locally and expose the stadium and expose our group of people to others that we haven't exposed ourselves to in the past. And so it's been great to, kind of work future relationships together on that. And every team that comes down is just wowed by the stadium and what it can do for events and for their alumni, fans, and their teams. So, people want to keep coming and playing there.
I think the first time that Arkansas and A&M played in the Southwest Classic and Charlie Fisk took me on a tour that Friday before the game, I think I caught several bugs in my mouth because my mouth just stayed open the whole time. Just every time you turned the corner, it was something else that, like you said, you're just wowed by it. But my question is, fans that have been down there, they've experienced the Southwest Classic, they've experienced an AT&T Cotton Bowl Classic. What ideas do you and your staff have in store for this first championship game of college football?
Well, we'll be working again with we're the host committee, the way this works, and we work for the college football playoff group that will really run the bowl, the national championship game. But we've submitted a lot of thoughts. I think one of the things is there'll be a huge fan fest. I think it'll probably probably end up downtown Dallas. That's to be determined. But where the fans coming in for the national championship game can get just a great taste of college football over a 3 or 4 day period. And you know, just tremendous interaction and history of college football. I think we'll put on some great events with some great entertainment that not only the fans, but also just the various conferences that will be coming in for the championships to celebrate that they can enjoy. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of, you know, smaller functions, you know, throughout the cities, you know, supporting the game. So, you know, we've got our checklist out, and we're going to be working with the, you know, going to work probably next week with the playoff committee to start churning that out.
You've the Cowboys Stadium hosted a Super Bowl, Cowboys football games, college football games, AT&T Cotton Bowl Classic, NBA All-Star Game, boxing matches, soccer, you name it. Now, finally, a championship of college football. Just put that in perspective, if you will, with other events that Cowboys Stadium has hosted.
Well, I think that this national championship game in college, the only one you can compare it to, in my opinion, is the Super Bowl. The other events that are here have been awesome and massive. And this North Texas area loves sports and supports everything so well. We've been so fortunate to be sold out, you know, ever since we've moved out to the new stadium. But I think that the excitement of the first playoff in college football, which people have been longing for a long, long time, the reality of that actually happening, I believe this event and the national championship, really short of only a Super Bowl, will be the highlight of that stadium. And actually, the excitement in the stadium will probably be even more than a Super Bowl, because there's so much corporate sponsorship to a Super Bowl that their home teams, you know, we had Pittsburgh and Green Bay here, two great franchises, but not that many fans get to come to the game because the tickets are so limited. For a college national championship game, there'll be, you know, 20 to 30,000 tickets available for each college that's coming to the game. So the fans will really fill it up, and I just really believe it'll be an electric atmosphere.
And that leads me into another question I had, and you kind of answered it there. Those people that, let's say, live in South Arkansas or Central Arkansas that might want to go see this game, how can they get their hands on tickets? And maybe you don't know that yet, but the fact that both fan bases, that the teams that are playing, their fans are going to be able to get their hands on tickets. But if you bought AT&T Cotton Bowl Classic tickets before, would you have first dibs on this championship game as well?
No, the Cotton Bowl Classic season ticket holders will be carried in and protected into the annual Cotton Bowl game, which will include the semifinal games.
Gotcha.
But the national championship game is standalone, and it really is owned and operated by the College Football Playoff, you know, the old BCS group, which is now the College Football Playoff. And they will really control the tickets. They'll make sure that the universities get them and the conferences and the people that are really important to college football. So they really will be the controllers of the tickets.
I want to ask one more question, and I appreciate you for your time. We're joined by Tommy Bain, the chairman of the Stadium Events Organizing Committee, the SEOC of North Texas. They will be hosting the College Football Playoff Championship game in 2015. And, Tommy, thanks again so much for your time. The SEC versus Big 12 Champions Bowl, you all are a part of that, correct?
No, we are not. We actually, you know, made a proposal for that.
Okay.
But the SEC and the Big 12 chose the Sugar Bowl as the home base for that game. So that SEC Big 12, you know, the highest ranked teams of the SEC Big 12 that are not 1, 2, 3, or 4 will be playing in the Sugar Bowl, except when the Sugar Bowl hosts the semifinal.
And then, okay, that's where my mind was messed up. I thought y'all were part of that, but that's the Sugar Bowl, and then the Cotton Bowl will find other teams. But like in the year that you're not hosting, you're in that rotation to get teams sent to you.
Yeah, and as an example, in the very first year of this, 2015, the semifinals are at the Rose Bowl and at the Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So in the very first year, the SEC and Big 12 teams will be in the larger pool. So we very well could have Big 12 or SEC teams in our, you know, Cotton Bowl game that year, the week before the national championship game, because they will not be playing that game in the Sugar Bowl, since the Sugar Bowl is hosted in the semifinal.
I'm glad some people that are smarter than us have all this figured out.
You know what? It took me a long time, but since we were bidding on it, I guess we needed to know it.
You're exactly right. Well, Tommy, thanks so much for the information. And can you save Matt and I some credentials for 2015?
We'll do our best. And, you know, Charlie's the key probably on that. But
I've already sent my request
to
Charlie.
I'm sure we'll take care of you.
I've already sent my request to Charlie. Tommy, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.